What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Caleb over the last five games here, are you expecting him at this stage to be kind of past some of that rookie turbulence and be a little steadier?
Yeah, all I expect is everybody's best every day. I try to give them my best, Caleb and everybody else. I get what you're asking me as far as him being a rookie, but I look at it from the standpoint of every player, what they can do better. And it's my job and also the rest of the coaches is trying to figure out how to bring the best of our players. And so delivering information, I hold them accountable, lift them up. We need to lift them up. But again, those guys play together. And they'll play confident.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
It's Thomas Brown, Bears interim acting head coach, talking about what he'll ask of from his rookie quarterback and Caleb Williams. I'm with you. I got a good chunk of this hour with you. And you know what? We'll try and squeeze in some calls here in just a little bit at 312-644-6767 before we bring you DePaul and Texas Tech right here on 670 The Score. But right now, I go out to the Score hotline presented by Circa Sports Illinois and check in with NFL insider for 670 The Score. Always a pleasure to talk some Bears with Hub Arkish. Hub, how are you this evening, my friend?
I'm good, Rami. How you doing?
Doing well. The last time you and I talked, we were sitting in the Score studios together, wrapping up a morning show about an hour after Matt Eberflus had held his day after a press conference after that Thanksgiving debacle. And Hub, I don't know about you, we didn't talk a ton after the show, but I walked out of there thinking, well, they let him hold his press conference. I guess he's going to be the Bears head coach next week in San Francisco. And that is not the case. Hub, were you as surprised as I was when I woke up from a nap that afternoon that the Bears had fired Matt Eberflus?
Well, no, I mean, I wasn't shocked. The way they handled it was definitely not the best or way that they should have done it. But at the end of the day, I think we all knew that after that Lions game on Thanksgiving Day, they had to make a change. The question in my mind, and we talked about this on the air, was always, but do you do it right now? Or do you just get through the next 5 weeks and then make your change? You couldn't really bring Flus back as your head coach after what happened in the Lions game. But for them to let him do his normal press conference and then have it announced an hour later that was, a lot of people, like to pick on the Bears. And this is why, sometimes I think it's not fair. But in this case, it was just handled very poorly and very unfortunate. I feel bad for Flus. He deserved better than that on the way out.
I do too, Hub. I do too. And you know, I mean, I've sat in studios with you a number of times now and told you I was no fan of him as a head coach, but he is a good man. And you've told me that as much as anybody. And you stand in front of him on a regular basis doing what you do for a living. And I do think he deserved better. And also, Hub, it's something I've been on the air. This is the second time I've been on the air now since you and I co-hosted the morning show Friday. And I've brought this point up both times, and both times I get a number of texts who are going, well, who cares? Why does it matter if he held a press conference and why and how you went about the process of firing him? But Hub, you've been around this game a long time. A, that's not the norm, and B, that, correct me if I'm wrong, signals dysfunction to other people who might be observers of this, including other people who might be on their short list for future head coach.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's pretty simple. Again, I doubt there's anybody who didn't know that, you know, Matt Eberflus was getting fired at the end of the season after what happened the last couple of weeks. But it shouldn't happen that way. And the reason I care and the reason it matters, and I think most fans do understand this, is that the Bears now have the best available head coaching job open in the league. They could have, you would think they could have their pick of whoever their first choices, their first three choices are. But when you handle things that way, you concern people in the NFL. They know it's not the right way to do it. And so it definitely made it a little harder to assure that you're going to get exactly the guy you want once you have, you know, finished evaluating this and deciding who's going to be your next head coach.
Rami Makhlouf talking with NFL Insider 467 Score Hub Arkish here on the Score on a Wednesday evening. The day after, well, a couple days after we spoke and after the Matt Eberflus firing, there was a piece from Adam Johns and Diana Rossini in the Athletic quoting anonymous players and quoting people within the organization saying that this was a long time coming, and the process of Matt Eberflus losing the locker room and sort of losing his handle on this whole thing started after the Hail Mary against the Commanders. Hub, you said a number of times to me that morning that you didn't think he had lost the locker room. Were you surprised by some of the things that you read in that article from people involved with the situation?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't read that article, so I can't say whether I was surprised or not. I think Adam is one of the best, you know, so I only haven't read it because I wasn't aware of it. But at the end of the day, I can tell you that prior to the Lions game, he had not lost the locker room. Now, you know, there's a difference between losing your locker room and players, you know, not being happy about everything and being open or honest enough to say what they're not happy about or what they're not happy about. And certainly there were players who had said some things that they thought could have or should have been done differently or better. But at the end of the day, when you go there every day to do your job and you see the way players are reacting, let me give you another example. If he had lost the locker room, how could they have made the comeback they did in the fourth quarter of that game? And then it was his fault that they didn't finish it, you know, and that's why he had to go. But at the end of the day, I understand, you know, where Adam would be coming from saying things like that, writing things like that, because, again, there are players who are going to say things that aren't what you would expect. But that doesn't mean you've lost the locker room. Those are two very different things. And I think, well, apparently with what happened in the locker room right after that game on Thursday, he lost it there. That's kind of what I'm hearing and reading now. But that was when he lost it. You know, going into that game, he was still running the team. And you know, for three quarter, well, actually, that's not true. First half's not very well. But for the third quarter, most of the fourth quarter, he was doing a pretty good job until he got to the last 2 minutes. And then we saw what happened the last 3 weeks.
Hub, I was saying at the start of the show that the Bears aren't, with what we talked about, how they handled the Matt Eberflus firing and this was something we talked about on Friday. You know what? Let me address this before I ask that next question. At that press conference on Monday, it seemed pretty clear that Kevin Warren is sort of running the show, and he called Ryan Poles the point person in this search. But when asked who would have the final say in making the hire, the answer wasn't very clear. He kind of said, well, we'll come to a consensus. And that's not always the case, Hub. And to me, that blurs the picture for us as fans, and I think for anybody who might be coming in to be the next head coach, in terms of who exactly am I answering to? Who will I be answering to in a year from now in terms of Ryan Poles' job security or place in this organization? You brought up a number of times Friday morning when we spoke about who exactly is making the decision here. Was it made clear to you that it's Kevin Warren running the show based on what we saw at that press conference?
Well, again, it depends on which thing we're talking about. Kevin Warren is clearly running the show. He's the president of the team. The only person he reports to is George McCaskey. So, you know, that part of it was always pretty clear to me. But he also, he didn't want to come out and say that he had nothing to say about it, that it was totally up to Ryan. But he did say, you know, he thought that they would come to some agreement. But he did say at one point, you know, it is going to be Ryan Poles' decision, and I suspect that's what we're going to agree on. So, you know, I still don't know how involved in the football side of the operation Kevin Warren is getting. But I didn't like that they, I didn't think he was clear enough in what he said on Friday to give Ryan Poles what he needs to be able to now go out and interview other potential coaches and have them know that he's the guy they have to report to. But I think he said enough to suggest that that is the way it is, but he didn't want to give up any of his, you know, position as the number two guy in the organization right now.
Hub, one of the things that I said gives me some optimism about this head coaching search and I guess the direction that the Bears head in with the firing of Matt Eberflus is that they broke from their way of doing things in the past and firing an offensive coordinator midseason, something that they'd never done, firing a head coach midseason, something that they'd never done. And to break the dysfunction that this organization has been, they're going to have to do things that they've never done before in terms of their systems and processes of finding the right people. Should I be taking heart in that? Should I be taking some nugget of confidence in that they're willing to change something that we haven't seen in this Bears organization for such a long time?
Well, Kevin Warren is very new to the organization. And again, he is the president of the team and he has already, gotten rid of a number of people that surprised some, and he's building his front office now. And so that I do think is clear. Am I confident that they're going to get things better this time based on what we've heard so far? No, I haven't heard anything all that different, to be honest with you. And we'll see what happens next. But I will go back to what I have said all along. I had not made up my mind about Matt Eberflus. I will say it until the day I die. It would have been crazy to fire him at the end of last season for the job that he did. And this year then to get off to a 4-2 start after that, I thought that it was moving in the right direction. But then with the last 6 weeks, in particular the last 3 weeks, and then the way that game ended on Thursday, they had no choice. They had to make a change. They could not find a way to suggest that there was anything okay about that. And that's what they've done so far. Now, the fact that we know that they've already reached out to a couple guys for meetings, for interviews, even though there's 5 weeks left, tells me that they're getting started and they're going at it. But until we see how this gets handled, we're not really going to know, if they're doing anything differently. And so I'm delaying my decision on that until we see what's next.
Speaking of doing things differently, it's something that was brought up by Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk right here on The Score, and I've seen some other people sort of pick up on it and run with it a little bit, and that's calling up some teams that have good head coaches and seeing what it would take in a trade to get them here. That would be very outside the box and different from what the Bears have done in the past in terms of showing that fortitude to go and get the guy that they really want to be head coach and using some resources to do it. Is that a possibility, do you think, in our world and the way that the Bears function?
Well, I think it's a possibility because, Kevin Warren is all new to us, and we don't know what his decisions are going to be like, once we start getting clearance on what they are and who had the final say. But at the end of the day, I think there is reason to hope for that. But that is not what I would do. I mean, why give up to get what you can get without giving anything up? It's not like there are no, potentially good head coaches available out there that you don't have to trade for. Now, if there is one current head coach, you're going to see one this week with the 49ers. Yep. The only way you're going to get him would be to trade for him. And I would consider that if that was a possibility. But for the most part, no. I don't think that's the best way to handle this new search, thinking about trading for somebody. I think what you want to find out is the guys who are available without paying for them who are the best options would be the best way to go.
Anybody on Hub Arkich's short list that they should be, whether they're employed by another team or not, that you think they should be entertaining as head coach? Thomas Brown, is he on your short list, Hub?
Well, he should be on everybody's short list because the Bears have put him on the front list. mm-hmm. He's got 5 weeks. He's got a chance now to prove that he would be the right hire. I'm going to say, and I may regret this, I hope he's not because I don't know that he's ready yet. And we don't know enough about him yet. But again, we'll see what happens over the next few weeks to see how we feel about it. I was very impressed with him today in the press conference. The way he handles himself is very different from the way Flus has handled himself. It went over well in the room. It's going to go over well in the room going forward because there's really no pressure on him right now. If he only wins one or two, two of, or even three of the last five games, that's fine. But if they lose all five of them, you know, it's not going to change anything. They're still going to need to hire a new head coach. It probably is going to eliminate him from you know, being considered. But again, I don't think that's the way you approach a search for a head coach. You're out there looking for who is going to be the best head coach for the Chicago Bears going forward, who is finally going to get this thing changed in the way it works out. And I don't think that Thomas Brown should be given any extra consideration over any of the other possibilities just because he is now the interim head coach.
That is Hub Arkish, of course, the NFL insider for us right here at 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter at Hub_Arkish and then catch him all the time here on these very airwaves. And Hub, I do appreciate the time here on a Wednesday evening, sir. I'm sure we will cross paths again soon.
Always enjoy it, Rami. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Appreciate it, Hub. He joins me on the Score Hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Yeah, I mean, it's a short list of guys that I would call up, or guys that I would call a team for and ask for a trade. But like Hub said, one of them will be on the other sideline this weekend in Kyle Shanahan. 312-644-6767. I got till now in the start of DePaul and Texas Tech to take some of your calls. I'll read some of your text if you want to get something off your chest about the Bears. Like I said earlier, they don't make you feel great about this next chapter and this head coaching search, but there are elements of it that give me a little bit of optimism. And how do you feel about trading for a head coach? I see somebody on hold there who has a guess as to who it was that called Mike Florio and said, hey, why don't you bring up my name when you were talking about trading for head coaches for the Bears? We'll hear from him. We'll hear from you right after this. Rami Makhlouf with you on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
I think he's going to do a great job. You know, I know, I would imagine if he hasn't already done a press conference, the way that he would, you know, in such a classy way that he would handle it. You know, these aren't necessarily the circumstances that you wanted to occur. I know how much respect he has for Coach Eberflus, but he is a guy that, you guys have heard me talk about him. You know, we got a chance to work together for a few years, but I got a chance to compete against him. And there's just certain people when you watch, you're like, man, they're a little different. in terms of the competitiveness, the spirit, the never say die attitude, and then just his overall presence in general is impressive. You know, like I said, I think the good way to articulate it, he commands respect by the way he handles himself and he gives it back. And so I've always thought he was a guy that would be a head coach at some point. And we'll see, you know, I think you guys will be impressed.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That's Sean McVay talking about Bears interim head coach Thomas Brown. And man, that goes a long way with me. And he's not just saying that because Thomas Brown is getting his shot right now. Sean McVay has been championing Thomas Brown behind the scenes and giving him the recommendation to teams that were looking for NFL head coaches for a couple of years now. And that goes a long way for me because he's a guy who you look around this league and he clearly has a knack for finding good coaches and guys that will make good head coaches when they leave his staff. And on top of that, his actions speak loudly too. You look at Thomas Brown's time in Los Angeles and every year he got a bump in terms of his position and his responsibility on Sean McVay's staff. So that goes a long way for me. Here's Thomas Brown talking about his old boss, Sean McVay.
Yeah, I think it's a big influence. Obviously, I think Sean's one of the best in the business. Had an opportunity to talk to him a couple of nights ago, and I appreciate him reaching out to me. I learned a ton from him as far as not just offensively, but about how you do a really good job of being consistent, you know, owning the room with your own personality, because, again, I'm going to be myself in every room I walk in. But obviously leaning on the guys around me as well as far as what's best for our football team.
So there's Thomas Brown talking about a guy who obviously influenced him a lot as he was coming up and learning what it takes to be an NFL head coach. And that makes sense, man. When you look at just, again, he's at the top of my list if you're talking about trading for a head coach, because just the fact that he has that team at 6-6 this year with the overhaul that roster is undergoing, Aaron Donald retiring on the defensive side of things, and they have a minus 36-point differential. Minus 36-point differential, and he somehow has coached his team to a 6-6 record. That's the anti-Flus. He is the anti-Flus. The Bears have a plus one, which it was a lot better earlier in the year and before the 6-game losing streak, but they have a plus 1-point differential and a 4-8 record. And on top of that, I saw this from Kevin Fishbane today. He put out the top 10 teams in turnover margin in the NFL, and the Bears are fourth at plus 10 and have a positive point differential. The Rams are nowhere to be found in the top 10 teams in point differential that I saw Kevin Fishbane tweet out today. And they have a minus 36 point differential, and they are 6-6 right now, ladies and gentlemen. That's coaching right there. That's coaching up a football team and winning despite the circumstances that you're sitting in. So I'm all about picking up that phone and seeing if the Rams would be interested in parting ways with Sean McVay, or Sean McVay is interested in parting ways with the Rams. And that was out there, I think, was it last offseason or two off seasons ago? Everything melds together, but it was out there that he was maybe about done with his time in Los Angeles and maybe even stepping away from coaching altogether. But if he feels like that thing has run its course out there and he wants to go somewhere else, might I suggest a condo on Lake Michigan right here in the great city of Chicago. But want to get to some of your calls at 312-644-6767 before I get out of here and make way for some DePaul basketball. But first, let me tell you that before Chicago takes on San Francisco, tune in Sunday morning from 9 to 11:45 for your local Ford Dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by Aurelio's. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse Chicago, and Timber Deck Decking, Timber Tech Decking, and Railing. All of it can be heard on The Score and on the Odyssey app. That could have been a much more unfortunate slip of the tongue right there. Let's go to Tinley Park. And Jackson, you're on The Score. What's up, Jackson?
Hey, how you doing, Rami?
Good, man.
Hey, I just wanted to say it should be end of story. They should take Belichick, and they should draft nothing but corn-fed mules in the draft to give Caleb the best opportunity to be his best. And that being said, if you look at their record, you know, they had the two games, the Hail Mary and the missed field goal. They could have been 6-6 like Sean McVay. Then you take away the fact that the Bears' front offensive line was giving up 6 sacks a game.
Yep.
That could have easily been a few more wins. And when you got a team that's brand new playing together, a new running back, quarterback, receivers, you know, they need a year to gel. So I was all for firing Eberflus after that Detroit game. But, I mean, what he did with the Bears at the end of last year and the beginning of this year, there's just a lot of moving parts there. And bottom line, I would sign Belichick. I don't know why you wouldn't sign the guy who coached the GOAT. And why not ask Caleb? Ask Caleb, hey, man, who would you like to play for? I guarantee you Belichick is going to be up there because he coached the GOAT.
I appreciate the call. I know this is kind of a hot take. Look, if they hired Bill Belichick, I'd be pretty excited. I'd be pretty jacked.
Would you really?
But he's not at the top of my list, and only because, dude, how much longer is this guy coaching for? And same thing with another name I've seen people bring up, Pete Carroll. You're talking about dudes who are 72 and 73 years old. We got a rookie QB. I want to pair him with somebody who's going to be here for the next 10 years and just let those guys go crazy on the NFC North and win a couple of Super Bowls, hopefully. Bill Belichick ain't in this for the long haul. He's in this to break Don Shula's record. And then it's probably deuces, and he's riding off into the sunset. I want a more long-term plan than a Bill Belichick. I know that sounds crazy, and if they did it, obviously, I think the next couple of years would be pretty exciting and put the Bears in a pretty good position to contend. But the long view of it, I don't love the idea of hiring a Bill Belichick. And also, he hasn't been the biggest fan of Caleb Williams. When you look at some of his media work and some of the things that he's said about Caleb Williams and breaking down his tape. And the last thing I want to do, when the Bears hired Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus, I said at that time, because you had given up so much a year prior to go and get Justin Fields, I said the first question and most important question you're asking in hiring a GM and a coach is, what are you doing to foster the development and growth of a Justin Fields? And clearly they didn't do that because both those guys came in the door not believing in Justin Fields at all and threw him to the wolves for 2 years before making him the sacrificial lamb and blaming 2 years of losing on him and going and getting Caleb Williams. You cannot make the same mistake of bringing in a coach who may or may not be in on Caleb Williams, has to come in here and do an evaluation and then maybe get his own guy in there after that. No, the first thing and the most important thing you got to lock in is, are you in love with Caleb Williams as much as we are, and how do we get the most out of him? That's the number one question in any interview for a head coach. And based on what I've seen of Bill Belichick, he's not necessarily all about that Caleb Williams life. This text came in when I was talking about letting Matt Eberflus hold his press conference while you were going to fire him 2 hours later. And I said, just delay it. Why not just delay it? And this text from the 920, I agree with everything you are saying, but what would you have told Flus as to why his press conference was being delayed? I don't know if I'm a really good liar or if lying is just a lot easier than people make it out to be. Just lie to the dude, man. Make up something. Oh, it was Thanksgiving yesterday. Our tech team, our social media team isn't in yet this morning. Easy,
the
done.
Internet's
boom.
Out. Yeah,
the internet's out. Yeah. Right, boom. Just pull the plug on the router and tell them the internet's out. Like, it's not that hard to come up with a lie to tell both the media when you delay that press conference and Matt Eberflus when you delay that press conference. And then if you don't fire him again, nothing to see here. Nothing
yeah.
for the media to sniff out. Just lie to everybody until you figure out what you're doing. And
yeah.
then if you do fire him, everybody's like, oh, okay, that's including Flus. They're like, okay, that's what was going on. I get it.
He's a guy you really like to like.
312-644-6767. Tommy is listening on the Odyssey app up in Wisconsin. Now he's on the Score. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, I think I know who the coach is, for one.
You mean the one that called Mike Florio and said, why didn't you bring up my name in talking about trading to the Bears? Yeah, who?
Doug Peterson.
I don't think he's going to need to be traded. I appreciate the call. I don't think that guy's going to... I think he's going to be very available. I think that dude's going to be there for the taking. If you want a Doug Peterson, I don't think you have to give up anything to get him. I think it was, if anybody, Kevin Stefanski. Because he mentioned Mike McDaniel. He mentioned, obviously, LaFleur, not LaFleur. He mentioned McVay and Shanahan. I think he mentioned John Harbaugh. If there's any, I'm looking through the list of coaches right now, and the guy who makes the most sense to me, who like would maybe want out of his situation, but might not get it from the organization that he's working for right now and give him the grace of firing him. The only person I can come up with is Kevin Stefanski. I can't, again, maybe Zach Taylor is somebody who kind of fits that description. And I know last year there were some rumblings that things had grown stale between Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, but I think all that has been corrected with the season that they're having right now. So I don't think he would be the guy. To me, it's Stefanski or Taylor or who is the third guy I just said? Maybe Mike Tomlin. Possibly Mike Tomlin. I did want to touch on one more quick thing before I wrap things up here and get out the way for some DePaul basketball. If y'all will remember back prior to the dumbest coaching moment we've ever seen in our lives, and that's saying something as Bears fans, but a couple drives earlier, Caleb Williams is scrambling towards the sidelines. And he takes a brutal hit to the knee. And I thought that was it, dude. I really did. I was like, okay, now we have nothing to watch for this season because Caleb Williams' knee just got bloated up. Yes, I said bloated up. And that was not by accident. Here's Amon-Ra St. Brown on the St. Brown podcast, great name for a podcast, saying that this was something that they kind of had planned on doing in going up against Caleb Williams.
The craziest part is before the game or in our team meeting, Dan was talking to us and he was showing clips of Caleb like going out of bounds, going back in, going out. He said, "No, you don't." The beginning of it was, "No, you don't." And then it was just clips of him doing that. He goes, "If he does this, we're going to hit his ass." And he's already warned the refs. The refs know. So what happened in the game, like, I already know there's no flag. Cause
yeah, he was not out of bounds.
Out of bounds, came back in. Jack hit his ass. We're like, yeah. And everyone on the Bears like, that's a flag. We're like, bro, he went out, literally came back in and took it. Like, damn.
Yeah, no, he never stepped out of bounds. So like,
no, you don't.
So he was doing the old okey-doke. They noticed on film that he was doing the old okey-doke of, I'm going to run out of bounds. Wait, going to get a couple more yards. Then I'll run out of bounds. And honestly, a lot of quarterbacks are doing that in the league this year, both on the sideline and in terms of sliding, of giving like a little stutter step and then not sliding and then sliding after they get three or four more yards. A lot of people saying that's why Trevor Lawrence got leveled and almost got his head taken off last week before that huge brawl that they had. But first of all, Caleb needs to stop that crap because that's going to get you killed. People are going to notice that, and that is going to get you killed. You're lucky you walked away from that one. Secondly, okay, all right, you want to not let him get away with that? You want to give him a little bit of the business on the sidelines? Fine. Still a dirty hit. There was no reason to go at his knee like that. There are plenty of ways you can send the message of, no, you don't. There's plenty of ways you can send that message without going after that dude's knee. That's a dirty hit, not a penalty. I said this that night, or the following morning, excuse me, when I was on with Hub. Not a penalty, but a dirty hit nonetheless. Give him a shoulder, give him a shove, pop him, do what you got to do, and don't let him do that because you shouldn't be letting guys do that. That's a little bit of dirty pool by Caleb Williams and any other quarterback that's exploiting a rule that's there to protect you. And if you got to give him a little pop to let him sit to say no you don't, fine, but you did not have to dive at that dude's knee. That's a dirty play, whether it's a flag or not, whether Caleb Williams plays a hand in it himself or not. That's a dirty play, and screw the Lions, quite frankly. Hit him, but you don't got to hit him like that. That's going to about do it for me here on The Score this evening. Our thanks to Steve Palazzolo, co-host of the Check the Mic podcast, and Hub Arkish, our NFL insider here at The Score. If you missed either of those conversations, check them out at 670thescore.com or with the Rewind feature on your Odyssey app. My thanks to all of you for contributing to the show on the phones and the text line, the tweets. We do appreciate you, and thanks to Sean Sears on the other side of the glass. I'll be back Sunday night going into Monday morning on our overnight show after the Bears and the 49ers go at it on Sunday. And of course, thanks to Sean Sears on the other side of the glass for putting this thing together. And on the ones and twos until Sunday night, Monday morning, I'm Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. DePaul and Texas Tech coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.